Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The wars of the future. The proverb from many centuries is that generals always fight the last war, not the war that's in front of them. And there describes a deal of setbacks and disappointments and tragedies in the last centuries. The question now is, what does the next war look like? Does it look like Ukraine with drones and hyperdrive missiles and teams of three and five advancing from tree line to tree line, sometimes sharing the tree line with the adversary, sometimes sharing the building with the adversary? Is that the next war? Or is it something to do with artificial intelligence? There's a new article that I recommend to everyone looking to the future. That would be the year 2050 to me, something I will not see, but I can posture. The article is about AI and the fear of escalating war. And by that, they mean nuclear weapons. It's just published, and I welcome General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force retired, to help me understand this story. I've only ever read about war games, sometimes called tabletops. This anticipates experience with war games and how AI introduced into war games complicates all planning. The article begins with the general understanding that escalation is the problem. Whether you use nukes or not, escalation is the problem. And AI must be factored into escalation. General Blaine, a very good evening to you. The article begins by saying there are three types of escalation, and I want to go through them one at a time and understand them. The first is deliberate escalation. States choose to initiate conflict because they think they have a first strike advantage and can win their objective by preemptively attacking. That sounds like an aggressor, a predator. Something like Russia attacked Ukraine. However, we're now putting AI in there. In your measure, having read this article, what does AI do for deliberate escalation that is to be worried about? Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's great to be with you, and this is such an important topic. But AI being introduced into command and control systems, what we're finding is that the speed of decision making is greatly increased, but that comes with great peril, because with the humans in the mix, you're now looking at greater potential for miscalculation. Are you reading the radars and the warning systems and the tea leaves correctly? Because in this environment, and more, there will be very, very little margin for error on the side of the human being. And yet you're almost going to see an evolution into a place where the AI will come up with a predictive analytic or suggested course of action. And you're going to have very little time to decide whether that's a valid piece of advice or not. And so the wargaming of these things now could not be more important. But this is the path we're on. And the weapons only get deadlier from here.
Escalation looks like first strike, I believe. And the question is raised, does AI give you confidence in your first strike that would not be there without AI? Now, we're beginning days of dealing with Anthropic or Grok, that's Musk, or competitive AIs that are coming up all the time. OpenChat GP gets all the attention, but there's DeepSeek for China and other games. In your measure of dealing with AI right now, Does it provide a confidence that it is not there if you're just dealing with other human beings who have families?
It really doesn't, because we're already seeing a lot of these highly touted large language models that rely on massive infrastructure of power, water, cooling, rack servers, endless supplies of or square footages of warehouse space. They're not there yet. The marketing is certainly there to tell you it's all a rosy world where you can depend and rely on the AI. This is why we cannot take the human out of the mix. And the other part is you have to start thinking about, does my adversary possess these type of tools? Are they better than my tools? And what it all comes down to is decision cycles, like you said, confidence of the information accuracy, and then a course of action that has a high probability of success. We're just not there yet. And what I worry about is the technologists are convincing the generals that the technology is in fact there. And that's why it's got to be heavily worked out in a wargaming simulation environment.
The second pathway to trouble is inadvertent escalation. This is true for non-AI games. That's what is being applied here. We're putting artificial intelligence into something that's an established ceremony by military organizations around the world. Inadvertent escalation is defined as technology creates certainty. Inadvertent escalation is about how technology creates uncertainty. Inadvertent escalation occurs when there are misperceptions and intentions, often created or enhanced by the technology. I acknowledge that that would be true with human beings as well. But you're asking an AI to measure, is a small team attacking a energy node that would take down large cities and panic the population? You're asking the AI to measure whether there is an escalatory cycle underway and to respond accordingly. I'm unfamiliar with this. What does it happen when you just have human beings at a tabletop?
So when you just have human beings in legacy warfare, you always run the risk, and a lot of times we'll simulate into the tabletop exercise a miscalculation. And in the old way, it might have been that tank driver who thought he saw something and fired a round to defend himself when that wasn't the case, and now you're off and running. Could happen with an airplane. We put a lot of pressure on our young ones to make those types of decisions. Well, AI doesn't make that easier or more organized. In fact, it increases the complexity, because in fifth generation warfare, everything is an element of war. And the chances for your AI to misread what's going on or intent could start a chain reaction well before you figure out what's going on. You might already be in an inadvertent escalation. So it's tremendously much more dangerous. And this is why people will ask me, are all the airplanes going to let go of their pilots and there'll be no more pilots? No, because the enemy could take control of that airplane and turn it on you. And so that's just another example about how we have to get these things right. But as the technology is evolving, we're in this very vulnerable position, in my view.
Concern that the U.S. quest for generative AI, we're putting names to things now, will speed up crisis decision-making that could speed up crisis decision-making, could induce China to adopt similar AI technologies. In other words, we're not only looking at a war game here, we're looking at escalation of AI models, and you don't know what the other side has. Again, this looks like you've welcomed into the room a robot you don't know whether you trust or not. Is that something you've seen talked about in the command circles right now, that we've got a robot in the room and we don't believe in him?
We talk about this all the time, and it's something that we're still struggling with what those answers are going to be. And I think that the current push, and rightly so, is trying to put mechanisms and fail safes in place. One of those, oddly enough, it goes back to the Cold War days, and it's quite a manual system, is having red switch hotlines that you can call your adversary direct and going, we're reading you as being very aggressive and escalating your posture against us. If you don't come up with a sufficient answer, we're going to take that to be true. Those types of communications have stopped many a miscalculation, many a departure to the very, very bad place we're all trying to avoid.
The third escalatory pathway, accidental conflict. Now, this is where Hollywood prospers. Blaine has directed me to watch a movie called War Games, made in the 1980s, the 20th century, without the technology that's commonplace here in the 21st century. Surrounding me right now is systems that are just benign from Apple, but were not available in 1980. Accidental conflict for my generation looks like failsafe. The bombers advance to the failsafe point and then get the recall. One bomber does not because of technology that fails, and there is no mechanism to call that bomber back, even having the command structure order the pilot to turn around. They're schooled not to listen. This is the Cold War. This is how scary it was in the 20th century. But does AI change that? Would AI introduced into failsafe have been a success, Blaine? Can we imagine it?
I can see where it could have been a useful tool in failsafe if you had a doctrine. And we do in the United States, we do have a doctrine to recall bombers. But if you have a doctrine with these technologies that's encrypted, I'm working with a company that's doing post-quantum encryption right now, then you can be very, very sure and certain that if you've got a recall message, it's a valid message and you can come back. Those are good things. Those are positives. The other side of the coin, though, gets back to the movie War Games. You have a four-star general. He's presented with a screen that shows imminent nuclear missiles inbound. But what everybody doesn't understand, it was just the computer running a simulation. Meanwhile, the four-star general is contemplating that he's going to be the one to end civilization by launching a counterstrike.
Blaine Holt, General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force retired. We're working through escalatory pathways and AI. When we come back, what is to be done? And first thing you must deal with is the AI in a war game shows a prejudice towards more violence, not less. So far, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.